Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me on a Monday morning. And it's Monday morning, so we always have ADX Digital in the studio. Lexi Mendoza is sitting here across from me, and I have your mic in the right place on the board so we can actually hear you this morning. I always get your mic wrong, but I've got it right this morning.
Yay.
Good Monday. Yes, it is. It is a great Monday. It's beautiful weather. What'd you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? We were outside a bunch.
Yeah.
Went to a soccer game or a couple soccer games, actually.
Cool.
So spent a lot of time outside, took my dog for a walk, tried a new restaurant. It was pretty nice.
Did you enjoy said restaurant?
Yeah, it was Mexican. It was a Mexican restaurant.
Nice.
So I love Mexican cuisine. It was delicious.
I do as well. Anything with free delicious appetizers when you sit down at the table, you've got me
and
for
cheese.
Life.
And cheese. Anything with a lot of cheese.
Oh, man. Yes, definitely. So
checks all the boxes.
Yes. So digital marketing, digital advertising, that's what we talk about with you on this show. And I'm glad you're here keeping up on this stuff because it seems like it changes very rapidly. And by the time I get cool and hip with one platform or one way of watching something, then everybody switches to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So
evolving all the time.
It really is evolving. But you guys are evolving your strategies and your methods, and just the way that you can track return on investment to me is very fascinating. But but what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about the auto vertical or category and what products work really well for auto dealers.
Oh, interesting. Okay. We see a lot of auto ads,
mm-hmm.
definitely around town. How is it different for auto dealers and auto retailers as opposed to other businesses?
It really varies when it comes to the strategy of the campaign. So a lot of the products we're going to talk about that work well for auto will work well for other verticals as well. However, one product specifically that we're going to go through, it's Amazon. Amazon is actually really good for auto because they have a bunch of Amazon garage data. So we're able to utilize a lot of that data to target consumers looking for, you know, specific types of models or specific types of vehicle or years of vehicles and things like that. So when it comes to auto, you know, it's really going to depend on the strategies as well as like that first party data that we can really utilize with Amazon. But it's going to be a little bit different, you know? And so one of the, like I just mentioned, one of the great products to use for auto is Amazon. There's a couple different unique targeting opportunities as well as the opportunity that we have to utilize that Amazon first party data for targeting opportunities that makes the Amazon offering really unique when it comes to auto dealers specifically. So, you know, with our Amazon offering, we're able to run ads. They can be auto, they can be display, they can be video, or they can be OTT ads, and they can run across a variety of Amazon-owned properties. So Amazon.com, for example, when you're on Amazon.com, you know, and you see an ad, that's one option, except all of those ads on Amazon.com, you'll notice, will be display only. We also have the option to run video ads across Amazon-owned properties. So for example, Fire TV or IMDb, those are Amazon-owned properties that you can see ads on.
There are lots of Amazon-owned properties,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah, there's lots. And like when you think about all the websites and apps, too, that they own, you know, like Food Network, USA Today, like there's just a huge list of stuff mm-hmm. that Amazon owns. So all of the ads can show up across all of those different Amazon-owned properties. And like I said, one thing very unique that's really great when it comes to auto dealers is we can use the vast amount of data that Amazon has accumulated about its users and their car interests to be able to target these folks. So there's two different types of Amazon specific to auto dealers that can be used. So there's Amazon Vehicles and Amazon Garage. Amazon Vehicles is a lot of times where users are going to go to just do a lot of research, gather info on cars, read reviews, understand, like, you know, what type of vehicle they want. So that's kind of where they go to do a bunch of research. And then we have Amazon Garage, where typically to get into Amazon Garage, you have to put in your car model and the year of your car. And then that's where you can kind of see different parts and accessories that, you know, will work just for your vehicle. So with all of that data, we can then use that data, and they're placed into different targeting categories, and we can target people, you know, based on specific makes, specific car makes that they have, specific models, specific years of their car. So it really is very unique and great, a great way to utilize this targeting for auto dealers.
Because they're giving you all that information by searching.
Yeah.
That's a great way to target them.
Exactly. And so, you know, one of our targeting strategies we always talk about here is behavioral targeting. And that's being able to target people based on their online and offline behaviors. So what they're searching online, where they're going. And so with, you know, being able to utilize this Amazon garage and this Amazon vehicle data, we can target people who are in market for a Toyota Tundra or for a specific type of car. You know, we can target people who maybe are in market for hybrid. So all of that data is something that we can really utilize, or auto dealers can really utilize to hit the correct consumers that are in market for a specific type of car that they sell. So it's really great. We also, Amazon's unique and it has product targeting as well, which is something that really isn't offered with our other products. And Amazon targeting or Amazon product targeting actually allows us to build an audience of people who've searched for or purchased specific products on Amazon.com. So, you know, for example, we would pick three products of interest that make sense for that specific advertiser, in this sense, you know, an auto dealership. And then we can target people, for example, that have searched for floor mats or for windshield wipers or auto repair kits or different things like that, so that we know, you know, that we're hitting people who have a car and in some way maybe needing repair, or some way they have a car that they've had for a really long time and maybe they're going to be in market for a new one soon. You know, even things like how to buy a car books or something like that. Like, we can get very granular with the types of things that people are buying or searching on that on Amazon.com and target those products to hit people that are in market for a car.
In the area you want as well, right? Like, that's geographical?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So that's another, with all of our campaigns, we first layer on geography, and that can consist of different zip codes. That can consist of specific cities that you want to target. And we can target all over the nation. It doesn't just have to be here in Pensacola. So if you have, you know, chains or, you know, other stores and other locations, we can target those locations as well with all of our digital marketing.
Nice.
And then lastly, one other strategy that we can do with Amazon Premium is we can do custom audience matching. So that's when we take a list of customer emails or addresses and we can match them to Amazon users. So this would be a good use of, you know, say a dealership wants to target customers that maybe have received some service work from that dealership, but they've never actually purchased a vehicle there. So that's a way to do that. You know, if they have a list of people whose leases are about to expire, or maybe a list of people who have signed up and come in to test drive a car but haven't actually purchased a car yet, that's another way to really utilize this custom audience matching. We like to think of it as kind of like a real life, more digital version of direct mail. So instead of sending something directly in the mail to this list of people, you're targeting them digitally and trying to get them to come to the dealership and buy a car. And something unique with custom audience matching too that's really cool is being able to provide a matchback report. So that's where we're actually able to show the client how many people saw their ad and then purchased a car or signed up for a test drive or whatever the action is that we're tracking. So that's a really great way to show return on investment on the advertising that we're doing.
If you have questions or comments this morning, let us know. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I've got Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital in the studio. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. We're talking about Amazon today and how auto dealers might take advantage of certain products and methods, and how this applies to pretty much everybody. The way that you can just pinpoint a person that's shopped for a certain thing in a certain area, it's fascinating to me, because beforehand, before all of this digital technology, we had no way of knowing, you know, you would just put an ad out, or you would just, you know, put flyers out, or, you know, just whatever. I mean, just old, it seems so old school now, the way we used to do things with advertising.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, I like to think that the way we're doing it now, it's getting in front of the right consumers, or the ones that are going to benefit, you know, in most senses from seeing that ad versus just an ad that may not be relevant to you or that you're never going to purchase, you know, like, so that's what's so special about digital advertising and being able to target it is to be able to reach that consumer that, you know, maybe or wants to purchase your product or service or is interested in that product or service.
And especially when it comes to shopping for automobiles, we all want the best price, you know, so
yeah,
I want this technology to help me out because I want to know who has the best price on my car.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, with a big ticket item like automobile purchases, that is going to be a longer sales cycle. So a lot of people are already going to be online. They're going to be on their desktops. They're going to be on their mobile tab or their mobiles and tablet devices, just researching a bunch before they actually purchase the car. So, you know, you already have people online. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to target those people and to serve them ads while they're kind of in that purchase cycle ahead of the actual purchase. So the second product, so I was just talking a little bit for those who just tuned in about Amazon. Our Amazon offering is great when it comes to, you know, auto dealerships because we're able to utilize Amazon Garage and Amazon Vehicle data and use that data to target people searching who may be in market for specific types of cars or specific models of cars. And there's also a great offering with Amazon where we can actually product target. So we could target people who have searched or bought certain products off of Amazon. For example, car touch-up paint or how to buy a car books to really identify, you know, our target and who is actually in market for a car. So aside from Amazon, another product that is great when it comes to auto dealers or the auto vertical in general is social mirror ads. And I know we talk about this product a lot too, but as a reminder, our social mirror ads product is taking a post off of a social media platform. So it could be Facebook, could be Instagram, you know, it could be YouTube. We have up to 8 different social media platforms that we could mirror a post from. So we take that post and we serve it across thousands of websites and apps. And it serves where it serves is going to be dependent on the targeting capabilities of the campaign and the audience that we're looking to reach. So our social mirror ads product is great because it has a lot of engagement. It has a lot of different click out opportunities. There's 3 in total, whereas typically with a standard, you know, display or video ad, it just clicks out to the client's website. But with social mirror, you have 3 different click out opportunities. So you click on, you know, the CTA, which is the call to action button. And typically that's the button on the ad that'll say click now or learn more. So when you click on that button, it'll take you to the client's website. So that's 1 click out opportunity. The second would be, you know, on the post itself, you'll see the client's logo or the Facebook logo, and those will click out to the client's social media business page. So you're driving traffic both to your website as well as your social media business page. And then there's going to be icons like you would see on a standard Facebook or Instagram post where you have the thumbs up icon. You can like stuff, you can comment stuff, you can share the post. So if you click on any of those icons, then it allows or it takes you to the actual post on the social media page. So there's a lot of different engagement opportunities with this ad. And so it's really great at driving people to websites or social media business pages and gaining a lot of followers on your social media page. So this is another product that really works great across the auto vertical as well. And we have a lot of options when it comes to the targeting strategies with this product as well. You know, one of those is going to be our behavioral. So that's going to be people who, you know, have, for example, maybe submitted an auto insurance quote online, or maybe they've gone onto a website and requested to test drive a car, or they've just been doing a lot of research online across what types of cars that they want or across different dealership websites. Or have actually gone in person and visited car dealerships. So all of this behavior or all of this activity is going to put this person into, you know, a behavioral category, for example, that would be in market for a car. And so that's the way that we can then target these people. and we could serve them these social mirror ads across thousands of websites and apps based on where that person is going to be browsing. And one thing with this product too, which is great that we just rolled out, is there are some additional capabilities. So instead of clicking to the website, you can actually have that as an option to click and call the business directly, or you can click and get directions to the business directly as well. So those are some great capabilities of the product too, to get people to come to your location. And then a third product that works really well for auto is our native ads. So native is, it can be a display or a video ad, and it actually matches the look, feel, and the context of wherever it serves. So these don't necessarily look like standard, you know, 300 by 250 static ads. It's going to look like, it's going to blend in with the website. So you won't necessarily know right away that you're looking at an ad. And, you know, kind of like we were talking about before, when it comes to buying a car, the sales cycle is going to be longer. So a lot of people are going to be doing their research. A lot of people are going to be specifically doing their research on a desktop device. And so something great about native as well as social mirror is these are cross device. So they will serve across mobile, tablet, and desktop. You know, it says about 61% of people are doing all of their research before buying a car. They're doing all that research online. And so a lot of those people are going to be doing it on a desktop device versus a mobile device because, you know, having to fill out forms and things like that, it's not as seamless to do that sort of action on a mobile device than it is on a desktop. So, you know, that's what's great about native is it does serve across all devices. And we can do the same sort of targeting here as well. So those behavioral targets where you have people who are searching for a car or in market for a car. Another thing we can do is keyword targeting. So keyword targeting is great because you can target people when it's already top of mind for them. So essentially someone's on a web page, they're reading about keywords that are relevant to your business. So let's say somebody lives somewhere where it's cold and where it snows. And so they've been doing a lot of research about what cars are going to be best for like the snow. And so some of the keywords that would be relevant here, you know, would be all-wheel drive could be a word or phrase, vehicles in the snow tires. So any of those phrases would be keywords. And so essentially when somebody is on a website where these keywords appear, then your ad could show up. So it's great because it's already relevant. The person who's doing all of this research is already thinking about your product or service. And so in that instance, they're then seeing your ad, which offers that exact product or service.
I envision it kind of like a bunch of people just walk into a room and they're all looking for something, but you're in there and you already know what they've been looking for, what they want. So you're like, okay, you go over here. You're over here. Oh, you wanted that? You come over here. And that's the benefit of teaming with ADX Digital this morning. Mm-hmm. I want to definitely tell everybody where they can go find you guys. ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Give them a call here at the office, 262-6000, or send them an email, connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com. And they will set up a strategy, a plan for you to get to all these people that are searching for your product and they don't know that you're the best person for them. So
Yeah, definitely.
ADX Digital Marketing.
Yeah, we'd be happy to connect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we were just talking about native. We talked a little bit about social mirror as well as the Amazon product and how those are all great products for auto dealerships. One strategy in particular that works pretty well for the auto vertical is geofencing. So geofencing is when we are able to draw a specific radius around specific business locations. So a lot of people, you know, within the auto vertical as well as outside of the auto vertical, like to use it kind of as a competitive strategy. So like to target different dealerships or, you know, different auto shops or things like that so that we can serve somebody an ad when they're at that specific geofence location. And then we can also continue to serve them an ad when they leave that location for about 30 days after. And that's called geo-retargeting. So that's another strategy used a lot in the auto vertical. We can also do a geo-retargeting lookalike. It's a tongue twister. which is actually targeting people who have similar behaviors or live, you know, within the same areas or neighborhoods as people that we've already served an ad to. So, you know, for example, if you, one of your neighbors ends up getting a new car and you start to see this new car driving around your neighborhood, and then, you know, you end up getting an ad wherever that neighbor got that car, then you're going to start thinking, you know, do I want a new car? And so it really just kind of keeps it top of mind. It's really getting that brand awareness out. And so there's geofencing and geo-retargeting are another great strategy when it comes to auto, as well as address targeting and address retargeting. So this is something we can do specifically on mobile conquesting, which is just when ads are served to your mobile device. But this is being able to target people, you know, if you have, again, a list of people maybe that are coming up on their lease, or if you want to target people who have come to your location before to get service and have not bought a car from you or something like that. So this is another way to do that, to do the address targeting and the address retargeting. And again, that retargeting really will continue to serve the ad to that person after they've left the actual location. And retargeting is very important to get people to convert. And when we say convert, that means like the action of coming to your location or purchasing the car. The actual purchase can also be a conversion. So, you know, all of that is gonna come as people see the ad more. So that is the importance of retargeting. You want to serve that ad to somebody at minimum, you know, three times, because typically we see that people need to see the ad at least three times before they take any sort of action to purchase the product or to go to the website or to go to the location or whatever it may be.
Yeah, there's that psychology piece there where you guys have figured that out. You
know? Yeah, especially with a big ticket item like this. You know, it's not like purchasing a pizza where you don't need to do a ton of research or think on it for a while. Mm-hmm. But with a car, you know, there's going to be a lot of research involved.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And the information is out there, and that's great, because usually you just went to the dealership and just relied on your person at the dealership to shoot you straight. But now there's a whole world of information out there, product reviews and people's testimonies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
definitely, many product reviews.
Yeah. And getting your ad in there at that crucial moment, that's key. So
yeah, getting in there, you know, at multiple stages of the buy cycle, mm-hmm. for sure.
Across multiple devices.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yes. Because, I mean, on a daily basis, I use my phone, my desktop at home, my three or four desktops at work. I've got a laptop, Kindle device. I mean, we've got all kinds of crazy devices. So you can see your ad on all of those. Lexi Mendoza, ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, 262-6000. Give them a call today or connect at ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.